Okay, the necks are done. So this is Anguttara 10, Sutta number 95. Then the wanderer Uttiya approached the Blessed One and exchanged greetings with him. When they had concluded their greetings and cordial talk, he sat down to one side and said to the Blessed One, "How is it, Master Gotama? Is the world eternal? Is this alone true and anything else wrong?" Uttiya, "I have not declared the world is eternal. This alone is true. Anything else is wrong." "Then, Master Gotama, is the world not eternal? Is this alone true and anything else wrong?" Uttiya, "I also have not declared the world is not eternal. This alone is true. Anything else is wrong." Then I'll just shorten it. How is it then, Master Gotama? Is the world finite? Is the world infinite? Are the soul and the body the same? Is the soul one thing, the body another? Does the Tathagata exist after death? Does the Tathagata not exist after death? Does the Tathagata both exist and not exist after death? Does the Tathagata neither exist nor not exist after death? Is this alone true and anything else wrong? Uttiya, I have not declared that the Tathagata neither exists or does not exist after death. This alone is true, anything else is wrong. When I asked you, "How is it, Master Gotama? Is the world eternal? Is this alone true and anything else wrong?" you said, "Uttiya, I have not declared the world is eternal. This alone is true, anything else is wrong." But when I asked you, "Then, Master Gotama, is the world not eternal? Is this alone true and anything else wrong?" you said, "Uttiya, I also have not declared the world is not eternal. This alone is true, anything else is wrong." When I asked you, "How is it then, Master Gotama? Is the world finite? Is the world infinite? Are the soul and the body the same? Is the soul one thing, the body another? Does the Tathagata exist after death? Does the Tathagata not exist after death? Does the Tathagata both exist and not exist after death? Does the Tathagata neither exist nor not exist after death? Is this alone true and anything else wrong?" You said, "Uttiya, I have not declared that the Tathagata neither exists or does not exist after death. This alone is true, anything else is wrong." What then has Master Gotama declared? Because these are the basic philosophical tenets of different teachers and teaching systems were based on these various philosophical perspectives, and great debates would take place with these, staking their claims on this one position or another. "Through direct knowledge, Uttiya, I teach the Dhamma to my disciples for the purification of beings, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the passing away of pain and dejection, for the achievement of the method, for the realization of Nibbana. But when Master Gotama, through direct knowledge, teaches the Dhamma to his disciples for the purification of beings, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the passing away of pain and dejection, for the achievement of the method, for the realization of Nibbana, will the entire world be therefore emancipated, or half the world, or a third of the world?" When this was asked, the Blessed One remained silent. I think he just got finally tired out. I can appreciate this. When this was asked, the Blessed One remained silent. Then it occurred to the Venerable Ananda, "The wanderer Uttiya had better not adopt the evil view. When I ask the ascetic Gotama the most elevated question of all, he falters and does not answer. It must be that he is unable to do so. This would lead to the wanderer Uttiya's harm and suffering for a long time." Then the Venerable Ananda said to the wanderer Uttiya, "Well then, friend Uttiya, I will give you a simile. Some intelligent people here understand the meaning of what is said by means of a simile. Suppose a king had a frontier city with strong ramparts, walls, and arches, and with a single gate. The gatekeeper posted there would be wise, competent, and intelligent, one who keeps out strangers and admits acquaintances. While he is walking along the path that encircles the city, he would not see a cleft or an opening in the walls, even big enough for a cat to slip through. He might not know how many living beings enter or leave the city, but he could be sure that whatever large living beings enter or leave the city, all enter and leave through that gate. So too, friend Uddiya, the Tathagata has no concern whether the entire world will be emancipated, or half the world, or a third of the world. But he can be sure that all those who have been emancipated, or who are being emancipated, or who will be emancipated from the world, first abandon the five hindrances, corruptions of the mind that weaken wisdom, and then, with their minds well established in the four establishments of mindfulness, develop correctly the seven factors of enlightenment. It is in this way that they have been emancipated, or are being emancipated, or will be emancipated from the world. Friend Uddiya, you ask the Blessed One from a different angle the same question that you had already asked him. Therefore, the Blessed One did not answer you. The footnote on that, when we said the same question. He shows that Uddiya again asked the same invalid question that he previously posed in terms of whether the world is eternal and so on. He asked from a different angle about the entire world taking a stand on a belief in a sentient being, the solidity of beings in the world. Any questions? Yeah, well, was that is it five hindrances, four foundations of mindfulness, seven factors of enlightenment, just how central that is, and that sense of the primacy of that, as opposed to speculation, and even if it's a advanced and intelligent philosophical position, it's still not a way out of suffering. Okay. You can practice. We'll practice some of this now.